time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Federal Communications Commission voted 3-2 on Thursday to repeal net neutrality protections. The decision is a blow for consumers and a win for internet service companies like Verizon, Comcast, and AT&T, which gain the power to dramatically reshape and limit the way Americans access the internet. Under the new rules, internet service providers could slow access to competitors, effectively making sites aligned with the company or ones who pay their way out of slow lanes load faster. Over 56 million American households have no choice of internet service providers in their area, leaving them potentially tethered to an artificially slow internet under the new rules. One of the two Democrats on the commission, Mignon Clyburn, was emphatic in her opposition.
I know that there are many questions on the minds of Americans right now, including what the repeal of net neutrality will mean for them. To help understand or to answer or address outstanding questions, I plan to host a town hall through Twitter next week on Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But what saddens me the most today is that the agency that is supposed to protect you is actually abandoning you. But what I am pleased to be able to say today is that the fight to save net neutrality does not end today. The agency does not have the final word. Thank goodness for that. And as I close my eulogy of the 2015 net neutrality rules, carefully crafted rules that actually struck an appropriate balance in providing consumer protections and enabling opportunities and investment, I actually take what I'll just call ironic comfort in the words of then-Commissioner Pai back in 2015, because I believe this will ring true about this destroying Internet Freedom Order. I am optimistic, he said, that we will look back on today's vote as an aberration, a temporary deviation from the bipartisan path that has served us so well. I don't know whether this plan will be vacated by a court, reversed by Congress, or overturned by a future commission, but I do believe that its days are numbered. Amen to that, Mr. Chairman. Amen to that.
Senator Marco Rubio of Florida has told Senate leaders that he'll vote against the tax bill unless the child tax credit is made more generous. Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked about the latest development in the White House press briefing on Thursday.
Taxes, you've got two no's in the Senate so far. You've got Senator Corker, who's been a no for a while. Senator Rubio came out and told us a short time ago that he's a no unless he can get an expansion of the child tax credit. Is the president willing to be a little more generous in the child tax credit in order to get Senator Rubio's vote?
Look, we're really proud of the work that we've done already up until this point with Senator Rubio, already doubling the child tax credit, taking it to $2,000 per child. We're going to continue working with the senator, but we think we've made great strides and, frankly, pretty historic movement in terms of the child tax credit. We're very proud of that work. We're going to keep working with them until we get the job done, which we still expect to happen before the end of the year.
Senator Mike Lee of Utah is now also undecided on the bill for the same reason. Bob Corker of Tennessee voted against the original Senate bill because it would add to the deficit, and he suggests his concerns have not changed. Republicans can only lose two votes and still pass their bill. Voting is expected as soon as next week. Politico ran a story Thursday suggesting that Paul Ryan is seriously considering stepping down from Congress after the 2018 election, a story that CNN picked up on.
The speaker has made very clear over the course of the last couple of months, really, frankly, since before he was even Speaker of the House, when he was named as a possible choice to replace Speaker John Boehner, that this wasn't the job that he necessarily wanted. He did end up taking the job. And as it currently stands, he has been having discussions with some of his close confidants about the possibility that he would leave Congress at the end of this term. Now, it's worth noting, the speaker earlier today, walking out of the Capitol, said this.
So you're not quitting anytime soon?
Pretty declarative there. The speaker's office also putting out a statement saying that he doesn't plan on leaving. But just for the context here, because this part is important, the speaker has made clear repeatedly that his dream job was essentially the House Ways and Means Chairman. He was a policy guy. That's where he wanted to focus. The idea of leading and wrangling the House was always something that maybe he didn't necessarily want to do, even though he was willing to do it when he was asked to do just that. So the big question now becomes, if Republicans complete the tax overhaul, something that has long been a goal of the speaker's, would he be willing to end his time in office after that point. Now, I want to note that our reporting is coming in the wake of a Politico report that made very clear that these considerations were a possibility, were something that might happen. Obviously, again, must say the Speaker has said he's not going anywhere at this point. But these are conversations that have occurred. The realities are that the job takes quite a toll on his family. The Speaker has noted that publicly many times. And the job itself is a very complex and difficult one at that. As of now, no final decision has been made, but as we're reporting, those conversations have occurred. And I will note that they have also, in the rumors about those conversations, stories about those conversations, have percolated throughout the House Republican Conference. People trying to figure out what might come next. People might trying to figure out who might come next.
And that's a bit of What's News for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener-funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.